Nelly rushed downstairs to find Linton lying on the sofa, his eyes closed.
"Where is Miss Cathy?"
she asked anxiously.
"Mrs. Heathcliff is my wife now. I shall not tell you where she is. Father says she must stay here now."
"After everything she has done for you, you won't help her? You ungrateful, selfish child! Why isn't she here with you? Why have you left her alone in this hostile house? Weren't you supposed to be in love with her?"
"I can't stay in the same room as her,"
he replied crossly.
"She won't stop crying, and it annoys me too much. Anyway, we argued. I told her that all her things are mine now, and she won't believe me."
"Is your father in?"
"He's out in the court talking to the doctor. They say Uncle is dying."
He broke off, a fit of coughing cutting him short. Nelly took her chance and ran, at least as well as she could, not having the figure or the age for such exercise. She arrived at the Grange, breathless and exhausted, but ignoring the questions of the other servants, she asked only,
"Is he still in this world?"
and rushed to Edgar's room.